I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. The famed writer and poet Gertrude Stein once said, "Growing has no connection with audience. Audience has no connection with identity." Stein's claim, it seems, is that our true identity is embedded deep within each of us and develops over the years in its own inexorable way. Sometimes this journey is relatively smooth. Alas, sometimes it's not, as we hear in this encore essay by Alex Myers.
This is what I believe. It's up to each individual to find and pursue the truth. My first memory. I hurtle through the house, fling myself at my brother's knees, and shout, "Save me, Seth M. Myers!" I wish I could remember what I was running from. You see, my childhood was abnormally happy. I can't think of what would have frightened me such that I'd need rescue. Memories are like that. Swiss cheese. And what do we do with the holes, the stuff that we can't remember, but made us who we are? I believe that we find our own truths, so I fill these holes in. Here's my truth. I'm running from my mother, who wants to put me in a dress. This is the only terror of my childhood. My mother with a dress, trying to get me into it. You see, I was born and raised a girl. The terror wasn't just my mother running after me with a dress. It was the world running after me with a dress, telling me to be a nice young lady. It took me 17 years of resistance, of what must have been baffling assertions to my parents that I wanted to grow up to be a boy. My favorite trick was when we had a substitute teacher at school during times when I'd convinced my mother to let me have short hair. The hapless teacher would call roll saying, "Alice Myers?" And I'd say, "Here." She'd say, "Your name is Alice?" I'd nod. My parents named me after Alice Cooper. Until some classmate ratted on me, I'd get to be a boy. It's a long story of how I got from there to here, but at 17, I finally made the leap. Of course, in some sense, now that I live as a man, the world is scarcely a less baffling place, although at least it's given up chasing me with a dress. It has bigger battles to fight. Most days, so do I. Here's what I believe. As early as I can remember, I had a truth within me that I believed in, despite what the world told me, and told me, and told me. I knew what I was before I had words to describe it, before I could do anything about it. Know your truths. Devote your life to them. Accomplish them.
Before moving to a teaching position in New Hampshire, Alex Myers taught English at St. George's School in Middletown. His novel, Revolutionary, tells the story of Deborah Sampson, who disguised herself as a man. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.